Okay, Perek Bet of Kilayim Mishnah Gimel. It says, Haitasa Deus Rag Chitim, the field is planted with wheat. Venimlach, and the guy changed his mind, Lazaras Sarim, and he wants to do Sarim instead. Yamtin La Ad Shetetlia. What he should do is to wait till the seeds rot in the ground, and then it's not going to turn into anything, the chitim that you had in there. Ve yofach, and then you turn the ground over. In other words, you plow the ground over. Vecharkach yezri, and then you could plant your sarim. Im tzimcha, if the chitim already started growing into something, lo yomar, you can't say, Ezra, you know what, I'll plant the sarim meanwhile. Vecharkach hofich, and then I'll go and I'll turn over the ground and get rid of those chitim. No. Ela hofech, you turn over the ground, vacharkach zorea, and then you will plant your sarim. Kamiye choresh, well, how much is this turning over the ground, the plowing, how much does that have to be? Ketalme harivia, it has to be like the telem, the furrow, you know, the line in the ground that you plow, it has to be like a plow that's after the rivia, after the rain, which is made pretty wide, because you want all the water to go down. So that's what you have to do. Abba Shaul Omer, he says, what's enough is kedei shelo yisher rov ala betzea. You just have to get rid. You don't have to plow everything so that there's absolutely no chita left. But as long as it gets down to the 1/24 ratio that we talked about in the Mishnah last time. Alrighty, and now Mishnah Dalet says, Zru'a v'nimlach l'nata, if you have a field that is planted with some crop, and now you want to plant in it gfanim, the grapes, a vineyard, lo yomar eta v'chako chofich, don't say I will plant the grapes and then I will turn over what was before. Ela hofech v'chako chnote, no, you have to turn over, plow over what was before, and then plant new things. Nitu'a, but if it already had the grapes, v'nimlach l'zora, now you want to switch it and you want to plant crops in it. Lo yomar ezra v'chaka chesheresh. You can't say I'm going to plant the crops and then pull out the vines. Elam esheresh, you have to pull out the vines first and then acharkach zoreya. V'im ratza. However, if you want, you can gomem. What's gomem? You cut it all the way down ad pachot mitefach. You cut it down to close to a tefach within the ground, because that counts as if it's not there. Then you can be zorea your crops. V'chakach mesheresh. Now you have to ultimately mesheresh it, but I guess time's running out, something's going on. What you could do is you take your vines, cut it down to within a tefach of the ground, and then at that point plant, and then acharkach mesheresh. And then afterwards, when you have time, you pull out the rest and uproot the rest of the grapes, the rest of the vine.